state lawmakers like to tell us there are no Republican roads, no Democrat roads when they talk about Michigan's battered roads and bridges. Battered to the point where Republican Governor Rick Snyder wants more than $1 billion a year in additional road funding. But Chris Gouts, Capitol correspondent for Crane's Detroit Business, has been digging into that statement and wondering if it's so very true, especially when it comes to the funding of road repairs. Chris, do we indeed have Democrat roads and Republican roads in Michigan?
It would appear that the case that yes, we do, in fact, have Republican roads and Democrat roads.
Now, you went through a project list by the Michigan Department of Transportation, and it spelled out which projects were approved by the, we should note, Republican-led House and Republican-led Senate and Governor Snyder. What did you find?
Well, we found that of the 108 road projects that were approved for special one-time funding of $115 million last year, 106 of 108 projects were requested by a Republican.
Well.
two from Democrats. They got two, which some people actually find amazing. They actually got two.
They actually did a little better with the governor, didn't they? Democrats did.
Yeah. When the administration put in its sole requests, there were 19 projects, I believe, that came from the administration. And 12 of those had part of the district or part of the road included a Democratic district. So, but only two of them were actually requested by Democrats. There were 20 of the 108 in total that the road or bridge that was being repaired fell into some part of a Democrat's district. But most often the case was that it was a Democratic district, but it was a Republican, maybe a senator, that requested it. And their districts are so large that it just sort of overlapped. And that's why you got the 20.
Now, doesn't MDOT keep a five-year wish list of projects that one might think would be based on the condition of the roads and not the politics of whose district they're in?
They absolutely do, and so when and the money that was that was announced last year, this was a very new thing. It had been about a decade or so before lawmakers gave themselves a pot of money to disperse, and with the creation of, you know, so-called pork projects like this. And so when this was announced, MDOT said, you know, if we're going to do this, we have a five-year list. So any money that you're going to use for state roads, just take it right off the top of this list, and then we can just update and we can add a year to our five-year plan, and we can get these projects going.
Sounds
They're
good.
Already vetted and ready to go. They did that, I think, in about a dozen cases, but there were 30 projects that Republican lawmakers requested last year that were not on MDOT's five-year plan. And so some of them, you know, they didn't follow MDOT's guidance completely on this.
And House Democrats were not invited to be part of the party when lawmakers allocated special funding for road projects that they wanted to control. How did House Democrats get left out off the table?
Well, they just didn't get an invitation to the party when it comes down to it. This money was talked about last spring, and then it was included into the state budget. But when they were starting to gather the lists among House Republicans, House Democrats were not informed of that. I was told this week that was because Republicans just took a hard stance on this one, and they said, you know what, Democrats didn't vote for the funding for this money, so we're not going to give them a chance to apply to receive any of it.
And all of that had to do with a lot of other issues having nothing to do with roads, right? Democrats were looking at the issue of funding for Medicaid expansion and a cut to revenue sharing.
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't like Republicans decided to put up a bill that just had $115 million of road money, and Democrats said, no, we don't want road money. This money was included in the overall, what they call, omnibus state budget bill. And so Democrats, by and large, voted against that bill. Because, like you said, it didn't include the money for Medicaid expansion.
Right.
Democrats will say it cut education funding, so they were never going to vote for it. So they didn't vote for it because there was more money for roads. They voted for it for a number of other reasons, but that's because of that. Republicans didn't let them have any say. So I think it was ended up being 56 out of 59 House Republicans got a road project completed or got funding for a project in their district, while zero House Democrats got any requests approved.
We're talking with Chris Gouts, who's Capitol correspondent for Crane's Detroit Business. So let's stretch our imaginations just a little bit, Chris. If the shoe was planted on the proverbial other foot and the Democrats were in charge the way the Republicans are now, would the same thing happen, do you think?
Well, it's hard to say, but you know, history has proven in many cases when things happen like this, whether it's you know the dust up over immediate effect that we saw in the last couple of years, whenever the other side's in power, they claim that the other side did it to them first, which is no way for adults to act. But we're talking about politicians here. We're not talking about adults always in every case. And so there have been so many instances. So yes, I'm sure that you can make the argument that if the shoe was on the other foot, maybe the same thing would have happened. But we're talking about this shoe.
This
Right
shoe
now.
right now. And so here we have state lawmakers getting ready to decide where to spend that $115 million special allocation for road and bridge projects. What do you hear from both sides of the aisle?
What I'm hearing is that, at least on the Republican side, that this time will be a little different. Maybe because they don't think they can quote unquote get away with another 106 to 108 record. But they also say that this time around the Democrats actually voted for the funding because this money, this new pot of $115 million, which will be decided upon by the Republican leaders in the next couple of weeks, which projects get funding, that money was included in the supplemental funding bill that was voted on a few weeks ago that the Democrats did support. So they said, you know what, we're going to let them come in. And according to my reporting, the House Democrats have included about 100 projects for consideration. So there is hope, although, you know, Representative Kandrivas on the Democrat side, who's been in charge of this in their caucus, so to speak, has said, you know, don't get ready. He's told his members, you know, don't, you know, get out the big scissors and think there's going to be some big ribbon cutting. You know, I don't have any promises, but it sounds like they're going to try to be a little bit more fair this time.
How do you think this is going to play into 2014 election politics?
It's tough to say. I'm sure that this could be something that Democrats will use to say that, you know, the Republicans are overreaching, you know, they're power hungry or whatever the case may be. But and then you could also see some Republican members saying, you know, look what I did. You know, when this money was announced back like a week before Christmas, all the Republicans and some Democrats who got a part of the money in their district put out press releases saying, you know, I secured this money for, you know, for this road project and this is going to get done and this is going to get done. And so while the money was approved last December, obviously no work gets done right now. So all of the money, the $115 million, all those projects are going to start getting shovels in the ground in the next weeks and months. So you're going to see those now. And then when the new $115 million worth of projects get announced before July 1st, then all of those will start to happen. So you're going to see all sorts of construction barrels, primarily as right now in Republican districts, all throughout the summer months leading into the election. So to the extent that your vote can be swayed because the road in front of your house or your office got fixed, Maybe it does have an impact. I don't know, though. We talked to Rick Johnson, the former House Speaker, and he said if anybody thinks that they're going to get elected because they got a road project, they really got another thing coming. You've got to get out there and knock on doors and do the things that your constituents want, not just bring home a pork project or two.
That's and yeah, I loved his quote, actually. Actually got a little blunt talking there.
Yes, he did. You can be when you're not the House Speaker anymore.
That's right. But if you're a driver and you don't really care who's on what side of the aisle and you are clattering down the road in a district represented by a Democrat and you've blown your tire or you've bent your rim, too bad for you.
Well, I suppose, you know, when I talk with Representative Verhulen, the Republican, that's the chair of the Appropriations Subcommittee for Transportation, you know, he pointed out, you know, he's from Kent County. And so when he drives from Kent County to the Capitol, he drives through all sorts of districts that are Democrat and Republican. And, you know, so it doesn't, you know, fixing one area over the other doesn't benefit anyone. And so he seems to be very earnest in wanting to, you know, bring together as many good projects as possible. But when it's the leadership that's making these choices, you know, he gets dropped out of that discussion. He wants to be more involved this time around. So we'll see if those views will be inserted into the dialogue this time, where you'll see more of a balance, which is definitely what he wants to see going forward. But yeah, like you said, yeah, you're going to drive through all sorts of roads. But this time around, it should come as no surprise when Republicans decide how big the pot of money is going to be, and they decide who gets to request projects, and then they get to decide which ones get approved. It shouldn't come to surprise anyone that almost 98% of their projects went to Republicans.
Chris Gouts, Capitol correspondent for Crain's Detroit Business, is always keeping an eye on things in Lansing Forest. Good talking with you, Chris. Thanks.
Thank you.